As a kid, Tommy James knocked around the Midwest a lot. His father managed hotels, and the family would up and move to the next job every few years. He landed in tiny Monroe, Wisconsin, long enough to find a local music store and buy a guitar. He was in and out of bands all through his high school years and made friends with a local disc jockey who invited him into WNIL AM radio to record some songs in the same studio where they recorded radio commercials. They wedged the whole band into this tiny room and recorded several tracks, one of which was Hanky Panky. It was a hit around Niles, Michigan, but didn't break out of the Midwest. Until several years later, well, Tommy picks up the story from here.
Well, Hanky Panky was a song that I had recorded back in 1961 in a local radio station as a favor to a friend of mine in my hometown. He was a local disc jockey, and I said, okay, I'll record some sides for you. So we did some sides, and one of them was Hanky Panky, and in 1965, when I graduated from high school, he shipped those records out, and somebody in Pittsburgh grabbed a hold of them and sold 80,000 records in 10 days. And at that point, I said, okay, I'll come to Pittsburgh and I'll do the shows. I'll do the television shows and I'll do the radio shows. And that's really how it all began.